Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Gruden joins the show each and every Monday after games with us on Grant and Danny, normally at 5, but Adam Peters and Dan Quinn have their end-of-year press conference today, which we'll take live. So we've got Jay Gruden right now.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Chantilly Lincoln, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Tedbert for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Jay, 55-23 losers in Philly yesterday in the NFC Championship game. Where should we start? What went wrong?
Well, you know, it was first play of the game wasn't very good for Philadelphia's offense. That's a 60-yard touchdown. You know, that wasn't good. But I think the second fumble was the one where was the straw that broke the camel's back. The kickoff return. You know, still there was a fighting chance there. Then Philadelphia went down and scored. They had the ball second half, and it just got out of whack there. But the turnovers, obviously, we talk about them all the time. A couple penalties here and there, and just some uncharacteristic missed tackling.
How do you think Jaden Daniels played?
I think he played fine. You know, I think there wasn't a lot of help around him. The running game was really non-existent again. You know, I think Eckler and Robinson averaged about 2 yards a carry, and he can't do it all on his own. No, he has to have some kind of running game to help him out, take the pressure off him a little bit so he gets some plays outside the pocket. But I think he competed his ass off, and he played pretty damn good.
Yeah, looking at it, 19 carries from running backs for 51 yards. It's just major issue for them that they never really could fix down the stretch. What about their defense? I understand they're putting some bad spots with the 3 fumbles that turned into 21 points. 4 turnovers that turned into 28. But you can't give up 7 every single time a team gets a takeaway. And they did, and then they allowed 55. They didn't cover Brown. They didn't cover Smith. They didn't cover Goddard. They didn't stop Barkley. Hurts looked healthy. Like, what did they take away?
It didn't look like they took away anything, which is a problem. You know, you think if they're going to try to put all hands on deck to stop Saquon, then they might give up some passes to A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith or Goddard. I understand that. First play of the game, he went for 60, and his next carry was another touchdown. So he had 2 carries for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns, his first 2 carries. I don't know. They did not play well in any phase. They didn't tackle very good. They took bad angles, and they were put in bad situations by the fumbles.
I think Philadelphia's defensive line probably isn't going to get enough credit as you sort of go back and look at this thing, but they were super disruptive. I thought that group was better than Washington's O-line. Your thoughts there?
I think going into the game, I thought both lines for Philadelphia were better than Washington's. I think the offensive line for Philadelphia is better than the defensive line for Washington, and the same goes for the defensive line for Philadelphia, better than offense. And that's always a concern. You always want to win the line of scrimmage battle. I thought Washington would have had to play a damn near perfect game, which they've done. They played damn near perfect against Tampa the second half. They played damn near perfect against Detroit. You know, and to carry that perfection over 3 weeks in a row on the road is very difficult. They just couldn't do it.
Where are you at on Marshawn Lattimore moving forward?
I don't know. He had the injuries when he first got here. You know, he's always been a competitive guy. He's always been one of the top corners in the league. I just don't know, you know, if that competitive spirit gets him into trouble too much. He's always fighting, it seems like, and hasn't made many plays for us. You know, he made a play at the goal line on the tight end. He covered the tight end, probably was pass interference. But I think he's good enough to keep in your building and try to get better then. But I don't know what the contract situation is with him, how much they're married to him. I don't know. But I know he's a good player. He's worth moving forward with.
The way I understand it is they can get out of the contract for nothing right now, but they gave up a 3, a 4, and a 6, right? So that's unlikely. Or it's 2 years at $18 million, which if he's playing like a legitimate number one corner, that's a discount, as you know, a 2 and 36 basically remaining on that deal. But he's not playing like that. So it feels like a pretty big decision, even though I'd be stunned if he didn't come back.
Yeah, it is, especially with the depth of corner they have. They don't really have any other corners. You know, I think St. Juice has worn out his welcome. Obviously, Sanastrilli, I kind of like to see him move back to nickel, but he played good at corner. After that, you know, you're going to have to draft one. You have to get a free agent, whatever it might be. You'd like to use, if you can keep Lattimore in the building and he is your corner, then you can draft somewhere else, position of need, or in the first, second round.
Where are the NJ Gruden's with us here on G&D? Where do you think they're most lacking in talent? I mean, listen, the ride was unbelievable. I'm just sort of thinking about yesterday where Philadelphia's roster is just so stacked from top to bottom. Where was the most glaring deficiency for you where you go, man, Washington just doesn't have the horses?
I think defensive line, defensive ends, pass rush, number one, and then another playmaker on offense, whether it's a running back or wide receiver. You know, Terry's a great player, but there's no juice out there that can really get the big play. De'Ami Brown had a couple there late in the year, but they need another big play threat other than Terry McLaurin on offense and another dynamic pass rusher that can really get home with a four-man rush and end, ideally.
Yeah, I've been screaming into a megaphone since midseason about a speedy running back, you know, a home run hitter. They haven't had one here in years and years and years. As you know, I mean, especially post you being here, like Alf was kind of a, you know, 4.5 yard when it's going good, but a home run for him was like 25 yards. He was a singles and doubles guy. But, you know, someone who could strike up the band, even if you got to take that guy at number 28 overall, I think would be a godsend. What would you think about using an asset on running back?
Yeah, I think so. I think the running back position has become a little bit more needy. You look at Derrick Henry and Saquon and Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs was taken 12, I think, and everybody laughed at Detroit for taking him. And I think Detroit made the right picks there. You know, so if you get a dynamic back that can hurt you out of the backfield in the passing game and the running game like a Gibbs guy, you got to take him because these guys are hard to find. You know, these 3 yards in cloud of dust running backs, man, it's just hard to continue to commit to the run when you're not popping any big ones. And you got to pop some big ones. You got to have some home run hitters on your offense to help Jaden out.
Why do you think Philadelphia did such a good job on Terry McLaurin over these three games?
Well, they play a lot of zone, and they didn't play a whole lot of man. They play a lot of zone, and they blanket it pretty good. They have safety help over the top, and they know where the help is. They're very well coached on defense over there with Vic Fangio. And then, you know, they get pressure, the interior pressure. It's hard for a quarterback to wait for Terry to get open in the second and third windows when Jalen Carter is running right up the middle, right at your face. He's 6'6", and then you get the speed rush of Nolan Smith. And it's just very difficult for Terry to get open in a game like that. It has to be second, third window type throws, and Jaden didn't have time to get there.
Speaking of throws through windows, how about the fake punt? Tress Way, your former punter. Tress, who had completed 2 passes in his career, I think both when you were the coach, on fake punts in 16 and 18, he went back to the well. This one was called Soda. I think your fake punt was called Puma. But this was Soda for the pop pass. What'd you think of Tress?
Tress was awesome, man. That was a good call. That was a gutsy call right there at their own 30-yard line. That was and I think Coach Quinn has done a great job all year of knowing when to take chances. And that was a great call and a great execution. Tress is a great athlete now. He can run. He can throw. He can play ping pong. He can do it all, Grant.
And thank God we found out he could play ping pong.
He's a good ping pong player.
Because Chris Russell was worried that he wasn't going to get to play ping pong in the locker room, as you know.
Yeah. He could play ping. I think he's damn near good enough to play in the Olympics on a ping pong team. I'm telling you, he's that good at ping pong.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Jay, ultimately, as a you know, as a guy that obviously coached here and then now as a, you know, an impartial observer, I'm still like in the upset phase just because it's Philadelphia, their arrival, et cetera. I'll eventually be able to turn the page to what an unbelievable run, what a season, what a great start, this, that, and the other thing. When were you able to kind of turn the page as a coach to sort of the business at hand?
After the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's hard. It's a terrible feeling losing your last game, knowing you have no more games to play and you didn't achieve your goals. So it'll be tough on these guys, but they got to turn it over really quick. They got to start addressing their roster. They have a lot of guys on 1-year contracts. They got to make sure they keep the right people. They got to get ready for the draft. They have a lot of good things going, positive things going right now. They got to maintain that positivity and do the right things in free agency and in the draft. Because they have a very, very bright future with this quarterback. They just got to make sure they pick the right people around them.
Would you feel comfortable if you were them rolling the three tight ends, just running it back with Ertz, who wants to return, had a big game yesterday, but I mean, he's more of an 18-wheeler than he is a coupe at this point. And then Ben Sinnott, the rookie, didn't really do anything, wasn't given much of a chance. He's the one that caught the fake punt. But that was like his play for the year, basically. And then John Bates is a blocker. But, I watch Goddard. Man, it'd be nice to have a weapon at that position. It's not that I don't want to bring Ertz back. He's invaluable. But you just drafted Sinnott, who might be able to be the underneath guy, the Ertz, next year. I just like to have someone who could push the ball down the seam a little bit and put pressure on a defense vertically. I don't know. Where are you at on tight end for them?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think Ertz, if he still has some juice, I think he's worth keeping because he is a guy that can also block, and that's important. They got to make sure they keep the guys in-house that can block because the running game's got to get better. There's no question about it. And those two guys are functional at blocking tight ends. So if you pick one of them, fine. Sinnott can take Bates' place possibly, and then you draft another one to develop and maybe be a threat down the middle with his legs and some speed. Yeah, we desperately need some big-time threats, speed threats, other than Terry.
Jay, before we let you run, huge, obviously, evening for you last night. We know how familiar you are and how familiar we all are with your love for Samaje Perine. An unbelievable play. Fourth down. I think he had two snaps in the game, but that big one was big, Jay. How awesome was it you? How awesome was it for you? Pumping your fist, I'm sure.
Samaje Perine. Yeah, that's a good old fashioned play. You sent three one way, all crossing routes, get the pick on the linebacker, sneak your back out the opposite flat. And work to perfection.
Perfect.
Old reliable Samaje Perine with the game winner.
2035, we're going to be having Jay on. He's going to be talking about Mahomes to Samaje.
Samaje,
to
man.
Get to a 19th straight Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Samaje, he's still doing it as a freaking pass catcher.
He's a closer, man. He's a closer. I'm trying to tell you guys that for many, many years.
You did. Like 7 years ago when he was playing for you, you tried to tell us.
That is true. He's Mariano Rivera. Jay, we appreciate you being flexible with us today, buddy. Thanks so much for the time, as
Thanks,
always.
Jay.
And we will chat again
you
next week.
Thank you, guys.
You got it, brother. There's Jay Gruden, longtime coach, calling plays in the NFL, and, of course, the head man here in D.C.